Israeli gunboats intercepted a Lebanese ship trying to break the blockade on Gaza. Speaking by cell phone from the boat, a reporter for the Arab TV station Al Jazeera said Israeli troops stormed on board and threatened the crew. She said some passengers were beaten. The ship set sail from the Lebanese port of Tripoli, carrying activists and 60 tons of humanitarian supplies. Passengers included a Syrian-born Catholic priest, a Muslim cleric, a lawyer, and several Arab journalists. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak said the boat was first diverted to the Egyptian port of El Arish. Barak said the boat turned around and tried to sneak into Gaza. He said the Navy intercepted the boat and towed it to the Israeli port of Ashdod. Israel says its crippling naval blockade on Gaza is aimed at preventing weapons smuggling to the ruling Islamic militant group Hamas. In recent months, Israel has allowed several boats with pro-Palestinian activists to sail into Gaza in defiance of the blockade, saying it wanted to avoid negative publicity. But Israel has tightened the blockade since its 22-day offensive in Gaza ended 2 weeks ago. Lebanon's Prime Minister Fuad Senyora said the boat had nothing to do with weapons smuggling.
فمن يقدم على ارتكاب المجازر ضد المدنيين الابرياء في لبنان وفي غزة.
Senyora said the same Israel that commits massacres against innocent civilians in Lebanon and Gaza is not ashamed to assault a ship carrying humanitarian supplies. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.